services this evening by turning to hymn number 453. Hymn number 453 keeps me singing.
Oh,
Church Picnic is at Tim and Sheila's house. I'm speaking to the third person here. Mine and Sheila's house, May 29th. Anyone from church wants to, from this church wants to come, come on down. Get with Sheila about bringing a dish, and we'll have a good time of fellowship and some good food. Any brother need, anybody else we need to remember besides those on the prayer list? Brother Jim was saying our neighbors back in the
hospital. Both of them, man.
Husband and wife?
Pat and Junior, both.
Both in the hospital. One remember them? Pat and Junior?
Patsy.
Patsy and?
Yeah, the man and woman.
Right. Want to remember them and those on our prayer list, our servicemen and women. Other churches meeting today.
Audrey, as she recovers.
Audrey, as she recovers. Yeah. Sister Barb wasn't here again this morning. Sister Boisel. Just remember one another. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. And we'll ask Brother Tony if he would to lead us in prayer.
Sure. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you this morning, dear Heavenly Father, for the service that Brother Jim brought us, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, for dear Heavenly Father, for the leadership of this church, dear Lord, through love and through Christ. We thank you for all the blessings you have given us. Heavenly Father, just all the names that have been mentioned here, dear Heavenly Father, that's been ill, sick, and wants to be among us, dear Lord, we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. Be with our nation at this time, dear Lord. Be with my sister, Lilith. She's been in the hospital, dear Heavenly Father, had been able to see her, dear Lord, never heard from her daughter. But dear Lord, we know that, Lord, Heavenly Father, she's in your hands. We give you, Lord, praise and honor by serving you. Thank you for being here this evening, dear Lord. Each family, dear Heavenly Father, that's here, I lift them up to you, dear Lord. We love them so much.
Yes.
Thank you, dear Lord, for everything you have given us. We just thank you for the service this evening that Tim's bringing us to him, Father, the message, dear Lord. And I just thank you for piano players and everybody, dear Lord, that serves this church. In Jesus' precious name, I ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
We want to continue to remember Brother John, too.
Yeah.
It is so easy for me to lose that list. I get so many papers up here.
Pray for Brother Dan. He needs to get more people on his side.
Yeah, starting to slip over on this one. We had a good crowd out this morning. It was good to see everyone. Bring them in, Dan.
Well, the evening should I kind of like to keep it light.
Give you some breathing room.
There you go.
Let's turn to hymn number 402. 402. Faith is the victory.
Oh,
my message, but read the words there again in the verse. His banner over us is love, verse 2, our sword, the word of God. We tread the road, the saints above, with shouts of triumph tried. And the end of that is the faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield.
Amen.
Below that it says the earth, in the third verse, fourth stanza, the earth shall tremble beneath our tread and echo with our shout. There's going to be a time where we'll rule and reign here on earth with our Lord and Savior. I don't understand it. I don't claim to, but it's what the Bible teaches. Amen. We shall rule and reign with Him for 1,000 years.
I believe
we'll have a glorified body wherever He may need us. We'll be there in an instant. But the days are going by quick. The older you get, the faster they go. Real quick. And again, not what I'm going to speak on tonight, but the verse, I believe it's in the Old Testament, that says your life is but a vapor. When I was in my 20s and 30s and even 40s, I looked, these old people in their 60s, you know. And Dad got up in his 60s and used to think that was old. Now I'm in my 60s, and the days just start clicking by, and that scripture makes sense. Our life is but a vapor. The real life is the one yet to come, that eternal life with our Lord and Savior. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew, and I'm not trying to step ahead of Brother Jim. He can straighten y'all out if I say something wrong through here, or he can add to what I'm going to talk about tonight. But in chapter 20, chapter 26. Chapter 26, verse 31. And this is, then Jesus said unto them, his disciples, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But then here's his promise. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Then Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Our flesh is weak. The Spirit's willing. We're going to get to that down here a little further. But our flesh is weak. And sometimes we might think, I would have never said that. Walked the earth with the Lord, seen the miracles, seen Him heal, seen Him give sight to the blind. I wouldn't have said that. But Jesus said unto Peter in verse 34, verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he did. Mm-hmm. After they took Jesus and led him away to be crucified, Peter followed behind, kind of lagging behind, and three times denied his Lord and Savior. After he cut servant's ear off. Before all that, he cut the servant's ear off with the sword. And what did the Lord do? He healed his ear, told Satan to get behind, told Peter, called him Satan, said, get behind me. So that there's a plan from the beginning. And we're going to get to that, but we are all weak because we don't have a glorified body yet. But in our weakness, we can be strong if we're relying on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Verse 36, and then 35, Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And if you've ever lived in the country, that word yonder comes up quite a bit. Where do you live? Well, yonder across those few hills, a couple of roads over, you know. I don't know how far he walked, but he walked away from them a distance and he prayed. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, my soul is exceeding sorrowful even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. But they couldn't. We know what happened. They fell asleep. I don't know about your all's prayers, but how long did the Lord pray? Long time. They fell asleep. Pardon me. He was gone over yonder, so to speak, for such a long time, they fell asleep. Now, I've never prayed that long myself to where I fell asleep. Or I don't think I've ever prayed long enough to ask where Sheila fell asleep. Sometimes I get long-winded and ask the Lord to bless supper. But, and he went a little further. Jesus did, fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And what happened? He cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep. And we think, shame on them. Well, I don't know. They were human. They were still in these fleshly bodies, just like we are now. And what did he say unto Peter? What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? I think maybe he's gone longer than an hour, but he said, couldn't you watch with me 1 hour? Verse 41 is a verse I want to talk about. What, and this, if you have a red letter edition Bible, this is Jesus' word, it says, watch and pray. Mm-hmm. As far as I can tell, the word watch means be attentive. Be aware. Know what's going on. I don't think any of us should look for signs. But we know that it's closer now than it was yesterday for the Lord to return. We don't know when he's going to return. But he says to watch. So we should. We should watch. We should always be watching. That doesn't mean looking up into the sky or into the air, but we should be observing. We should be attentive.
Amen.
Know what's going on around us, whether it be with fellow co-workers, with the country. And we see a lot going on that we disagree with. I know here at Bethel Baptist, seems like the tail's wagging the dog. But right after he says to watch, he says, and pray. I'm going to repeat what my father said, Brother John, Brother Jim. Some of the most talked about scripture and word is prayer. But how often do we actually do it? We do, but how often do we pray, say, for an hour? How often do we pray for half an hour? I'm talking to myself but I will tell you this, if your prayer life is lacking, get into reading the Word.
Amen.
Then you'll start praying.
Amen.
If you're not reading the Word, start praying. And you will. But he tells us to watch and pray. We say, why? Why should we watch and pray? Why should we observe what's going on in our state, in our country, in our church? And he goes on and tells us that you enter not into temptation.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And that's the condition we're in. We're weak. Our flesh is weak. But the Spirit's willing. What's that mean? It means if we rely on our Savior, rely on Christ, and pray, I didn't look it up, but you know the verses I'm talking about where he says pray continually. Of course, we have to sleep. We have to pause and feed our physical bodies 2 or 3 times a day, some folks 4 or 5 times a day. We have to take medicine. What he means is, as far as I can tell, Brother John brought a message on this. I wholeheartedly agree with him. Don't stop praying. Always pray.
Amen.
When I'm driving, not up here, but down home, there's at least once a day that if the Lord didn't have my attention to tell me, keep your eyes open, I would get hit by somebody or I'd hit somebody. I put about 150 to 200 miles of cargo in a day, on a bank work van a day. And that's a lot of miles, keeps adding. Now, there's other people who drive a lot. Cousin Steve's driving a truck over the road, you know what I mean. There's folks out there on the highway that aren't paying attention. But we can even pray while we're driving. We can have a prayerful mind. We can be in a prayerful attitude.
Amen.
It's kind of hard to close your eyes and pray while we're driving. The wing being a prayerful attitude. And then if somebody comes up to you and says, well, my wife's sick, you know what I do? If I don't know the wife, I ask them their name and what's wrong with them. That way we can pray intelligently for them.
Amen.
That's why I have a hard time understanding how these super churches with 350, 400, 1,000, 500 people, how do they pray intelligently for one another? Maybe they do. Brother John just made a good, or Brother Jim one of this morning said we're not supposed to judge, and I don't want to go there, but that many people in a crowd, you know, Lord says we're fewer gathering of my name, there I'll be in the midst of them. Or 2 or 3 are gathered. Mm-hmm. But if you're not going to church anywhere, this is for people listening over the live stream, find a church that uses the scripture and tells you what the Bible says, not just stories, which I kind of break out into here once more. But he tells them to watch and pray so they won't enter into temptation, because the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And the spirit's willing, because if we're led by Christ, which we are, spiritual, the new man, the old man is weak, but this new man we have, once we confess faith in Christ, are baptized, joined to a church, rise up to walk in, pardon me, newness of life, we've got a new being. We got this new man, the scripture calls it. I didn't look those verses up. That's to my, I forgot to look them up. I just jotted it down, but I believe you all know what I'm talking about. We should feed that new man. Feed that inner man. Feed that spiritual man so we're not tempted, so we don't fall into temptation. And like one Brother John and Brother Jim, one of them said in the past few weeks, the prize we're striving to get to, keep our eye on that. Keep our eye on Christ. In Colossians, I did write this down, chapter 3, verse 2, talks about where our treasure is. Colossians chapter 3, if you'll turn over there with me. Colossians chapter 3. Take me a second. I don't know if it's wrong to use a phone Bible app. I can find them quicker, which to my chagrin, and they do turn the pages. If ye then, in verse 1, if ye then be risen with Christ, if this new man, if you believe that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, that he died for you, died for your sins, we're co-risen with him. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Verse 2, set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. I don't know about you all, but I am weak in that sense. I get caught up on things on this earth, whether it's politics. I try not to. My sister's told me Facebook's going to cut me off or somebody's going to come get me one day. So I kind of cut back on that. But we need to set our affection on things above and not on things on the earth. Why? Because we are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, verse 4 of Colossians chapter 3, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Why do we sleep? Why don't we rise up and pray? Why do we sleep? In Luke chapter 22, and I know we do. I know you all do. I'm preaching to myself more than anybody here tonight. But if this message, if the Lord uses it for his honor and his glory. But in Luke 22, chapter 22, verse 40. And this is the same chapter where he told Peter in Luke's account in verse 34, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. In verse 40, when he was at the place, he said unto them, the disciples, pray that you enter not into temptation. And I meant to look up another verse, but when we get into temptation and run away, it's our fault. It's not the Lord's. It's our fault.
That's right.
And I believe that's in the book of John or Third John or James. We're led away of our own lust. And that could be a vehicle, could be anything we lust after. The lust of our eyes. But so pray. We need to pray. We need to be serious about our praying. We need to remember one another. We need to remember other churches. We need to not take our eyes off Christ. We need to seek him while he may be found. We need to seek him continually. Matthew 6, and you're probably waiting for me to get there. Matthew 6. Starting in verse 5, Jesus says, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, which the hypocrites were usually the religious people of his time, for they loved to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. That's fleshly right there. They want to be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, or enter into, at this time, into an inner room, possibly. When thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, because there were four same as because your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Verse 9 says, after this manner therefore pray you, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Verse 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, or from the evil one. Mm-hmm. Satan's desire is to get to us and tear us down. And he if he finds a crack, you leave the door cracked open that much, next thing you know, it's wide open. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
And these next two verses really jumped out at me. Every time I read them, I got to read them this afternoon. Because if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But, and my dad used to say, pay attention to the buts in the Bible. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. I can't understand that. I wish I could. I wish I had a better understanding of it, because he is a forgiving heavenly Father, and he forgives us of our sins and trespasses. I think what he's trying to teach us is we should forgive other people their trespasses against us. But that is my prayer tonight, that I will not be led into temptation this week or any time, and that he'll keep us from the evil one.
Amen.
Amen. And he can do it. He's the only one that can.
Right.
We cannot do it ourselves. We can't fight Satan by ourselves, the evil one. We can't fight him by ourselves. Only through Christ. Only through Christ. And it's nice to have someone to pray to.
Amen.
The only mediator we need, the only mediator between men and God is Jesus Christ. And that's what we can rely on. But verse 19, I want to go on and add just a few things here. We're a couple more things to say. Where it says, set your sights on things above. And verse 19 of Matthew 6 says, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But, there's another but, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Amen.
So that's a commandment from our Lord and Savior. It's not one of the ten, but it's a commandment, I take it. We're blessed. He blesses us with plenty while we're here. We have the vehicles we need to drive. We have the vehicles we want to drive, most of them. We have homes. We have roofs over our heads. We have food on the table. Praise God.
Amen.
He provides all of it. Provides it all. So all praise and glory should go to him. And let's set our sights on things above. And let's be waiting, watching and praying for his return.
Amen.
Like Paul said in several of his writings, at the end, even so, come Lord Jesus. And he is coming again. I keep telling folks that he can't lie. He can't lie and he doesn't lie because he's God.
Amen.
And if he's going to prepare a mansion for us, whatever that word mansion means, dwelling place, in heaven, he's done it. And he'll uphold it. I thought that sect called the Promise Keepers was long gone from back in the 80s. And I saw something the other day on Facebook or something, that there's a Promise Keepers convention somewhere. We can't be Promise Keepers. We'd fail miserably. We would fail miserably. There's only one Promise Keeper, and that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
And true and faithful he is, It never will be. But let's watch here at Bethel Baptist. Let's be ready. Let's be attentive. I believe we are. I just want to point out some scripture there. What happened to the disciples when he went up to pray? Over yonder, so to speak. Where is yonder, Steve? How far away is yonder? Could be a mile, could be 3 or 4 miles, could be over a mountaintop. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Everywhere they went, they walked. They walked. Our Lord and Savior walked everywhere he went. They didn't have cars. They did. They might have had, they had donkeys and things maybe to carry some items, but they walked. Well, he walked 60 miles to be baptized by John the Baptist. Right? 60 miles? 90? 60? Somewhere around there?
Somewhere.
But the least we can do is watch and pray after all he's done for us. Thank you, brother.
Hey, thank you, brother. God bless you. Appreciate that.
Musicians?
Ask the musicians to come. Said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. It's a great admonition. He said it would not tempt you beyond that which you can bear. There's a lot of things going on in the world today that probably years ago, the churches, the people back then would say, you mean you're doing that now in the church? Things change, don't they? Let's try to watch, let's pray that all that we do would be to honor God and to worship him. What number, brother?
394.
394. Let's stand and sing a couple of verses. 394. Blessing on all those things and pray that you enter not into temptation. Amen. Good message. I appreciate it, Brother Tim. Brother Cameron, would you dismiss us in prayer?
Dear Lord, most gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you for allowing us to be in the presence of your house this evening, just to be able to lift our voices in praise and just to be able to have listening ears for your word to be preached from the pulpit, Lord. We just thank you for just bringing us in, just safely guiding us into your house and that fellowship with your saints, Lord, and we just thank is here, Lord. And we just pray for just our listening ears and listen to your word preached from the pulpit, Lord, that we listen earnestly and we listen with just intensity, just looking to know more about you and your purpose that you have in our lives, and just the messages that are preached from Brother John or from Brother Jim or from Brother Tim, Lord. We just ask that as you continue to be with them in their studies, that you would be with us in our own prayer lives, in our own studies, as we read your word, as we find ourselves immersed in your word, that we just be lifted up, that we just be guided by your presence and your Holy Spirit that you place into our lives, Lord, that you just help us to be guided by your strength and by your word, just by your presence, Lord. And we just ask just that the message that's been received today, that it just be taken upon our hearts and applied to our daily lives, and that we just inquire more about it, and we learn more about it, and just we learn about just the message that Brother Tim has brought. And Lord, I just pray that you just be with those that are on our prayer list, those many names that are on, and just our own church family, or just those members that are friends, family, co-workers. Lord, you know their needs. You're in the midst of them. And we just ask that if it be your will, that your healing hand be upon them. And if not, Lord, that we just have the faith and the guidance that know that you're ever present and your will is being done, Lord. And we just ask that we lift you up in our conversations that we have, and just our thoughts and our prayers and our studies. And yes, so we spread your word, the great commission that you gave us, and that you sent your son to die on the cross for us, and that you exemplified when you sent him to die and to walk this earth for us.
Yes.
Ask that just things that we learn from your word, that it's just that you just instill us to be bold and to be powerful in this lost and dying world, Lord. We know these times are difficult, they can be trying, Lord, but we just thank you for the local church, and we just thank you for churches that still stand true for your faith and your strength, Lord. And they're far and few and they're dwindling, Lord, but we just thank you for allowing Bethel Baptist to be the lighthouse and the beacon and the safety for the rest of the world, Lord. And we just thank you for the many people that you've saved in this church, and just the souls that you saved, just the souls that you continue to save, Lord. Just pray that you just be ever present in those people that are lost, that you just lead them into one of your true churches, Lord. And
yes.
We just ask that the conversations that we have with the lost and those that we have with the saved, Lord, that your word be lifted up, and that we reflect your spirit, and just that the conversations that we have, that they lift you up, Lord.
Yes.
Go through with us until we come into your house at the next point in time. Just forgive us of our sins. It's in your son, Jesus Christ's name, that we pray. Amen.
Amen.